Listen to this news. EU and Ukraine reach new trade agreement on agricultural imports. The European Union reached a new long-term trade agreement with Ukraine on Monday, allowing continued imports of agricultural goods from the nation. EU Trade Commissioner Maro Sefcovic and Agriculture Commissioner Christoph Hansen unveiled the agreement, describing it as a predictable and reciprocal framework. The declaration signals a shift in Ukraine's trade ties with the EU following the expiration of the Autonomous Trade Measures, ATM, on June 5. Initially introduced after Russia's full-scale invasion and naval blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea ports, the ATM eliminated tariff rate quotas on 36 categories of Ukrainian exports. However, the influx of Ukrainian goods sparked protests from neighboring EU countries that are concerned about increased competition. The new framework, organized into three tiers, introduces moderate quota increases for products deemed sensitive by EU member states, such as eggs, poultry, sugar, wheat, maize, and honey. A second tier covers goods like butter, skimmed milk powder, oats, barley, malt, and gluten, with quotas adjusted to match peak import volumes recorded since the onset of the war. The third tier, including items like whole milk powder, fermented milk, mushrooms, and grape juice, will be fully liberalized. The deal also provides benefits to EU producers by expanding access to Ukraine's market for products such as pork, poultry, and sugar. EU Commissioner Hansen emphasized that broader access for Ukrainian exports will be contingent on Ukraine meeting EU agricultural standards by 2028. Including regulations on animal welfare and pesticide usage. He added that the requirement aligns well with Ukraine's path toward EU membership. The agreement also incorporates protective clauses that permit the EU or its member states to limit imports if serious disruptions affect the EU's domestic markets. Inspiring, Korea becomes number 2 cosmetics exporter as K-beauty stocks surge.